So as we said, the debate last night opened with CNN moderator John King asking Gingrich, Newt Gingrich, if he wanted to respond to his former wife's statement that he'd asked her for an open marriage. Gingrich was ready.
And I am frankly astounded that CNN would take trash like that and use it to open a presidential debate.
As you noted, Mr. Speaker, this story did not come from our network. As you also know, it is the subject of conversation on the campaign. I get your point. I take your point.
John, it was repeated by your network. You chose to start the debate with it. Don't try to blame somebody else.
CNN's David Gergen said this is one of the most explosive moments we've ever seen in debate history. Observers say Newt Gingrich slam dunked it. But New Yorker writer John Cassidy writes, King should have punched back with questions like, if you're so concerned about privacy, why during the Monica Lewinsky affair did you insist on holding President Clinton to account for his personal life? He was referring to 1998 when a Speaker of the House, while he was having his own affair with his current wife, Callista, Newt Gingrich called for the impeachment of President Bill Clinton.
There is no administration in American history with less moral authority than the Clinton-Gore administration.
Charles Bierbauer is former CNN political reporter. He's now dean and professor at the College of Mass Communications and Information Studies at the University of South Carolina. Charles, John King in a tough moment, but your thoughts on all this?
Well, John conceded that this was a question that he would be damned if he did and damned if he didn't ask it, and yet it was the question that was certainly the moment of the day with Gingrich's second wife making these statements, making these comments, which were on other networks. So I think John had to ask the question. I've known John for a long time. He's a very astute political correspondent. What he may not have anticipated is quite what the reaction was.
Go ahead.
No, I was just thinking that as I watched that, I sensed that John wanted to ask that question early, get it out of the way, and move on to some of the more substantive issues in terms of economy and jobs and all the other elements that are out there, but knew that he had to ask it.
Well, Newt Gingrich has also, you know, punched back at other moderators. We remember Monday's debate with Juan Williams, who did press Newt Gingrich in his line of questioning. Also in November, moderator Maria Bartiromo was booed, but she kept asking the question of the line she wanted to ask. And you have been thinking about other times in debates where moderators have stood up.
Well, just to that point, John asked the question. Gingrich said, no, I don't want to, but I will respond, and then launched into attack mode. John interceded at one point and said, but this story is out there, it's elsewhere. And Gingrich continued on attack mode to press on at that point when you'd already consumed maybe the first 4 or 5 minutes of the debate might have been to actually overplay that particular aspect. I think that the former speaker said it's false, and that was his substantive response. Everything else was pyrotechnic.
Right.
I don't know that there was a need to go farther with it at that point. We'd certainly heard enough from Mr. Gingrich, and my sense would actually be that John wisely moved on to something else.
Well, Karen Tomalady agrees with you. She's national political correspondent for The Washington Post. She's there on a cell phone from Charleston, South Carolina. Karen, you think that would have, if John King had pressed back, as others have in the past, that might have gotten him into a quagmire?
Well, I think this is not a debate between John King and Newt Gingrich. This is a debate among the candidates. And so I think, you know, Gingrich was prepared for the question. I think he welcomed the question, actually. And then it was time to move on. It would have otherwise become, like I said, a debate between the moderator and the candidate instead of among the candidates.
Well, again, a dissenting voice belongs to John Cassidy in The New Yorker. He's writing today that without pressing back about the ex-wife's allegations, including the affirmation that Newt Gingrich doesn't have the moral character to be president, John King allowed Newt Gingrich to dismiss them as unfounded and get in a few more shots at media, which has been his tactic in debates. But putting that aside, Karen, Charles, we have you both there in South Carolina. We've been hearing that whatever your feelings about the debate and the moderator, it seems to have worked for Newt Gingrich. Karen, are you hearing that on the ground?
You know, I think it has. And in fact, Newt Gingrich, I did an interview with him in October where he told me that he really thought the single moment when his campaign began to turn around was in some of his earlier skirmishes with moderators, including Chris Wallace of Fox News. I mean, he sees these as very much working to his advantage. And I do think, especially with the Republican electorate beating up on CNN, is something that people are going to cheer.
Yeah, but Charles, Newt Gingrich may have to face the general electorate, you know, if he continues on. Just briefly, in the minute or so we have, your thoughts.
Well, the general electorate is a different thing. It crosses a broader spectrum than does those who are going to vote in a Republican election. It's a different dynamic, and there's the old maxim that you run to the extreme to get nominated, and you run to the center to get elected. So Mr. Gingrich or Mr. Romney, whomever, will have to be much more appealing to moderates and independents to win in November. On the point of the media have to be thick-skinned. We don't necessarily care if the candidate turns on us. We ask the questions and take the consequences. Yeah. But it's up to the public to then judge, was Gingrich right, or was he over the top? As Karen points out, it's not a debate between the moderator and the candidate. Is really among the candidates, and I think if you reflect back, Senator Santorum came back on that question of morality and character.
Well, actually, Charles, I have to point out, you said Mr. Romney or Mr. Gingrich or Mr. Paul or Mr. Santorum. This has been that kind of a primary season, still ready to unfold. Karen Tumulty reporting that Ron Paul's surprising appeal for religious conservatives is catching her eye. That's Charles Bierbauer, former CNN political reporter and now at the College of Mass Communications Information at University of South Carolina, and Karen Tumulty, of course, of The Washington Post. Thank you both for being our eyes and ears in South Carolina. Thanks very much.
Thank you.